It's 20 past three on Monday, and I'm on my way from Southport to Wigan after the GMB hustings. They certainly put us through the mill, but it was a really good debate. The questions were from all angles, really, about whether we've got a pair of ears as well as a mouth and are able to listen to the future of the Chorus steelworks. I thought that it sent a message to the Tories, which is that people want to have an intelligent fight against the broken promises that the government represent, but also this line that David Cameron is saying that our way of life is going to change. And as someone said, his way of life is not going to change. It's going to be the poorest people in the poorest communities who suffer the greatest consequences of the cuts. And you can see that with what's happened on local government settlement already. I think that the other message that I take out is the degree of disconnect between the leadership and the wider Labour movement. People felt they had full of ideas, but they weren't being listened to. And that's, I think, something that needs to be repaired. That's partly an organisational job to better involve trade union levy payers, but it's also a political and cultural job. We have to change the culture of the party so that it becomes a much more community-based campaign. And I think that what we're saying about making change in communities fits very, very neatly into that. I won't deny there were some quite big political differences. I gave people straight answers that I wasn't going to bring back secondary picketing, and I couldn't, government nationalisation of Chorus wasn't going to bring back jobs to Redcar. But I think that we made a decent fist of keeping interest over a couple of hours, and it was a privilege to be on the platform with all the other candidates.